Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Kate Burke, and welcome to another episode of Uncovering Unlimiting Beliefs and Beyond. Today, this episode is going to take a focused look in the area of relationship, and just a reminder that myself or anything I teach do not treat, diagnose, cure, or advise on any medical or psychological condition. Even though there have been recorded profound gains in that area by many worldwide. Okay, so usually with relationship, in this experience, setting a goal in that area seems as though it's a little wanting to make it happen or wanting to get something or wanting to push it to happen rather than a natural unfolding. However, I have mentioned before that a goal can be simply something that can allow you to free things up around that particular want or goal. So it can be a real advantage to set a goal simply to release from. So I am going to present a specific goal here to work on and a exercise that can allow you to experience the inner discovery here. In my experience, this inner work is something, particularly when I was a young adult, there was nothing available to experience that, and sometimes even now, because it's not really known how to implement that, say in education, it's sometimes missed. It has been noted though, things like meditation, the mindfulness, are gradually filtering through the system, and some are taking that up. One of the things that I've done that I've found really profound is enhancing the natural ability to release or let go of unwanted feelings. You already have that natural ability, and there is a resource, the Sedona Method, which is basically the how to do that. And in this experience, it seems as though in the area of emotions, that is something that's been missed already, even though you already have that ability to do that. It's something like sometimes we're taught, or we actually have that ability to know how to walk, and we can teach ourselves to run. The swim side of things, usually that has to be taught. But when it comes to emotions, it seems that that is an area that's been missed. And it's one of the most, critical areas for the actual allowing the human to be all of its potential greatness, inherent wisdom that it already is. It's something that can allow that to come forth and be revealed even more so, simply because sometimes it's the beliefs and the teachings that are placed on top of that inherent wisdom that cover it over. So by allowing this how to enhance that natural ability to release the feelings, in my experience, that's a really, really profound way of discovering a deep awareness and that potential wisdom that was born within. So one of the ways that that resource of enhancing that natural ability to release can be applied is to take a goal. So as I said, this episode is going to take a focused look at one specific goal, and also it's going to present an alternative to that. So the relationship goal, even though it is recommended to that it's not really needed, but to be with what Because there will be some times when naturally that's wanted, when you're in a relationship and you want to have, it's felt that something is missing, like there's not enough love, nurturing, honesty. So that's a natural want. But sometimes too, it's handing the wisdom that's already in over to the outside and looking for it from the outside when you already are that. But it's just because it seems that a lot of the time the teachings on relationship come from the outside. And sometimes there are things, because that's happened, that are now in place, like alert signs and so on of a safe relationship, that can be really beneficial. But perhaps in the very first place, if it had been discovered from a deeper level within first, what the self-love and the actual natural nurturing that you already are, and the inner wisdom to realize and recognize that within the self first, and then bring that to and resonate that with a relationship when it evolves, if it does. And if it doesn't, there could be a feeling of, well, this is enough anyway. So the inner exploration can allow for that to be inquired into, to discover not what I'm telling you here, but what's your inner truth on this. It's really recommended that you don't have to believe what's being said here, because this is about noticing what's beyond belief for your own inner discovery on that. And that's a real advantage of that inner exploration. And you can really do that with a resource such as releasing through the Sedona method, which is you can check it out on sedona.com website. Okay, so the practical exercise that I'm going to go through here, or experiential exercise, is to take this goal, for example, and this can either relate to someone that's in a relationship now, or that someone for someone who may want that. And as I said, if you feel that you want that, it's great to really be true to yourself. If someone's saying to you, oh no, you know, like I've mentioned here, it can naturally unfold. Well, if you're not feeling that, then that's not truth for you. So honoring your truth as, well, I want that, that's great, because from there, then discover, is that really the deeper truth for you? And it could be. So this is something that can allow you to notice beyond handing your wisdom to the external when it's already within. So a sample goal here is, I'm in a relationship based in love, nurturing, honesty, inner wisdom that's serene, safe, and harm-free with mutuality. Now, if that doesn't resonate with you because you feel that it's really, I don't know, not like a math equation, and we're talking about relationship here. So maybe something like, okay, what's something that would bring joy in relationship? Well, I'd like to have love, more nurturing, more honesty. I'd like to tune into inner wisdom, and I'd like to feel more serene in that, or have that, which will unfold safe, harm-free mutuality as a result of having that. Okay, so I'll just go through how this works and then allow yourself to work with it if you're open to it. You don't have to be. If you just listen along and notice how this is, and then if you're brand new to this and you'd like to know more, as I said, you can check the Sedona.com website out, or I'll mention my website at the end, or it's in the introduction down there. You can check out that as well. All right, so that's the actual goal, the wanting more love, nurturing, honesty, inner wisdom, serenity for realizing safe, harm-free with mutuality and having it. So what stands between you and having that? Well, this is quite an interesting one. And this is how honoring your own truth can work. For example, well, I might have the belief that it'll never happen, but I stay in that. Okay, so that's really, it's not known, but if it's been dysfunctional in the past and it hasn't been nurturing, in fact, it's been the real opposite of that, even harm emotionally or worse, the other side of that is it will happen and I stay. Now, that might sound as though it's unlimiting, but if there's been years of harm and the belief is it'll happen for the better and I'm staying in that, that isn't unlimiting, it's limiting. So what this exercise does, even though this radio show is called Uncovering Unlimiting Beliefs, the really important thing is and beyond. So we notice the belief, we acknowledge that it's here without having to suppress it, and then the exercise that is going to be presented here can allow for noticing what's beyond that belief, to be clear of it, to be unattached from it. Because from there, we're not hooked into sometimes being even manipulated by that love emotion. So as we work through this, see how it is, how it feels for you. In extreme cases where there is, there has been harm in the past, it's really recommended you can attend a live retreat. Working one-on-one with a coach could be really, really beneficial. And that is available at Sedona.com or check my website too if you wish. All right, so what stands between you and having that? Well, I have those beliefs. That's an example of sometimes the positivity can be the holdback. So honoring whatever comes up and working with that and noticing beyond it can be really beneficial. But what's your truth on that? So I have these things that even though I there is a feeling that it'll never happen because it hasn't, I still there's another feeling that will happen and that's it. What else do we have? I can make this work. That's just some specific examples, but go with ever what's coming up. So what stands between you and having that? Now, the next question, is there any wanting around that? Is there any wanting approval? So actually wanting more love, for example, to be approved of. And just for now, a really easy thing to do on this is just in this moment, could you give yourself some approval, some love? Now, if that's hard to muster up, can you think of a time where you felt love, even though saying to not, we're tuning into the deeper exploration, just for now to soften that. Sometimes, say for example, you might see a puppy or a kitten or a beautiful landscape in nature, even shopping, something along there may be something that brings forth that love from within. So tuning into that and allow yourself to feel into that, give yourself some love just for now, some approval, just for no reason at all. And if you can feel into that, that can help soften it. Now, I'm going to go through some other wants here, and then we're going to work from that. So, the next one, is there any wanting to change that? That feeling of non-love, non-nurturing, not enough of that? And can you notice that what that's coming from? Usually there's some thinking about what has happened in the past, and if you're open to it, that thinking, that thought about the past behavior, for example, that event or happening, it's already done. And so sometimes there's a feeling of wanting to change what's already done. And so that's not really possible. But being here now is where happening, if it's going to happen for the better, can occur without having to change what's already done, because that's really an impossibility. But if there's still any wanting to change around that, then can you just notice that's arising? Just for now. So that's just asking you to acknowledge rather than to push it back down, because we don't want to feel that. With also just a little pointer to that it is already done and what's here now. So the next one, is there any wanting security, wanting to be safer around that? And just notice that if that's arising, and can you just allow it to be rather than wanting to not acknowledge that that's what's wanted? Is there any sense of wanting to be separate at times from that, wanting to get away from it, for example? Just notice that. And is there any wanting to be one with that? Wanting to be closer to that? To that, when there's a feeling of love or nurturing or honesty, what's appeared to be that, sometimes there's a feeling of wanting to tune into that. Could you just notice that? Now, any time there's a wanting, any of that, approval, to change it, security, to be separate and to be one, there's a feeling that there's a not having that, a feeling of lacking. And so if you're open to it, could you just allow yourself to let go of any feeling of lack, of lacking, that you lack? Now, yes or no is a good answer. Because in my experience when working with this, it can free up with a no answer. So you don't have to, it's not a forcing to say, oh yes, I better let that go, because you don't. Now, the next question is there any wanting to explain or justify around that belief issue? And that's, is there any wanting attachment? And that's a holding on. So just a yes or no answer, and just allowing yourself to notice that, allowing it to be here. And is there any aversion around that, that is wanting to be free of anything around that? Could you just allow yourself to notice that? Now, it's interesting because when there's aversion, you actually have to be holding on to it for it to be adverse. That is, holding on to a thought. So it seems to be this holding on to, even though sometimes you don't want to hold on to, the actual not wanting to do that is still, it's being held. It's still there. So just for now, the next questions are, could you let it go? Could you let go of what appears to be that holding that thought in mind? And the next question is, would you let it go? And when? So yes or no answers to those are really good. Now the when would you like to let that go? Well, the only time you can really, when happening happens, is now. For example, I can't let go now yesterday, and I can't let go now tomorrow. They're actually an illusion. So the really freest answer and the fastest way to freedom, inner freedom here, is now. So when would you like to let that go? Now. Okay, so what happens here is we just go through that round of questioning and just notice how it, notice what happens from within. When you release, as I've mentioned in previous episodes, but for the new people, when you release, can you notice at the moment just the head and thinking? If I said to you, okay, do you want more love, nurturing, honesty, wisdom? Do you want a bit more serenity in your relationship? Well, can you think about that? Yes. Now, can you just notice, take it a little deeper and notice the heart? Doesn't have to be the physical heart, but the heart of the matter. Can you notice head? Can you notice heart, the deeper heart? So when we do these questions this time round, can you try to, as best you can you release from or answer from heart? Just, and it won't matter, whatever's happening will be, it's great. Do what you do when you're doing it, and don't do what you're not doing when you're not doing it. That's actually a good motto to be with as best you can in any moment. Okay, so let's take a look at that specific goal. Once again, I'm in a relationship based in love, nurturing, honesty, inner wisdom, that's serene, safe, and harm-free with mutuality. Or what's something that would bring you joy in relationship? Well, I want to have a lot more love, more nurturing, honesty, wisdom, serenity, so that I'm safe and harm-free with mutuality. So what stands between you and having that? Now just allow what comes to mind at present and just notice it. Take the very first thing that comes to mind. So is there any wanting around that? Is there any wanting approval? And could you just notice that there is, if there is, if there's a wanting approval, and just allow that to be as best you can, just notice it. Is there any wanting to change that? To change it so you have all of those things mentioned, rather than not have it? Is there any wanting security around that, wanting to be safer? And could you just allow yourself to notice that, that feeling, if it's there? You don't have to muster anything up if it's not arising, but if it is arising, just acknowledging it is really good. Is there any sense of wanting to be separate around that belief or issue? And is there any wanting to be one closer to that? Now, can you notice that that's a wanting, it's a not having, and it's a feeling of lacking? So could you let go of that feeling of lacking? Could you allow it to release? And can you also notice any wanting to explain or justify that, any attachment to that, any holding on to thought? Just noticing that's great. And is there any aversion around that? Any wanting to be free of it? And notice that a holding onto thought is what can allow aversion to surface, to identify with. So could you let that go? Could you allow it to release? Would you let it go? And when? Now, what I would do with this is repeat that, and I'd repeat it at least up to 9 times. Now, you may notice that it's more at peace. It's cleared beyond that. But as I said, the more you work with this, the more it will clear and free up. The other thing is this. Because this is on radio, and it's public, there are some deeper, even more specific questions that can take you beyond this, which I won't present here, because that is a part of the coaching, a part of the resource, and if you're open to it and you feel that, you know, you have noticed even 1% of difference, taking it even beyond this and committing to that can, in my experience, can really be freeing. So if you're open to that, this is really a basic release. Could you, would you, when? That's the very foundational questions of the method, the Sedona method, and releasing. There would be beyond 100 releases and ways of working with this, but it's really, really simple, and it can really move deeper beyond what's been presented here. So don't feel that that's just how it is, just with that. Even you don't even have to have a goal to work with, and you don't even have to have the questions, what's something that could bring joy. You can just work with, well, how do you feel right now? Would you like to feel freer around that? So it really is a very freeing resource in this experience. And don't feel that it's limited just because of what's done here. If you want to work with that more, and you would really find even more benefits than what you've noticed here, is to write those questions out. We listen to this, write them out, record your own voice, or ask someone else to repeat those. And just replay it, record those questions for up to 30 minutes and listen to them and notice from heart what arises and allow it to free up as best you can. Just a recap on this really is about discovering your inner wisdom rather than expecting to get it from the from the external. Because the external may not be what's true for you. And this allows to tune in with what was born within you. Now, one quick way, sometimes the emotion of love hooks people in. You want to be free, but there's this feeling of, yes, love's lacking. But that could be how you're being held onto that relationship, even though you want to be free of it. So just this question... feelings come and go. They're emotion, energy in motion. So are you that feeling of love, or are you that which is aware of love? So could you really focus and welcome that awareness? Now, it may sound like a contradiction because you really are love, but this is freedom with and beyond mind. So in that situation, that can be a way to just witness free from the attachment, a feeling of it having a hook on you, a drawing you in when you don't want to be drawn in. So just noticing rather than that the focus on the love itself, what's aware of that feeling of that. Welcome that awareness. Now, hopefully, we've gone a little over time here. Hopefully, we're still recording. I think we are. Oops. All right. Just quickly, really recommended live retreat. You can check sedona.com. That's with the head trainer of Sedona Training Associates, Hale Dwoskin. I recommend that you, if you're open to it, you can get the Sedona Method book. It's a really great book. If you find that that's not easy for you to read, I actually did some work with Jack Canfield's Self-Esteem Seminars. That can be really beneficial, and that can be a stepping stone to Sedona Method if you're not quite open to that. But this work that I presented here is basically the Sedona Method releasing. So if you feel that that has been good and you're open to it, then the book could be really beneficial for you. I also wrote something that's probably even simpler than that, but it's really small intro to it, Opening Inner Freedom on Amazon.com. As I've mentioned, Sedona.com is the main website. My website is freedommindcoachingsedonamethod.com. That's mentioned in the intro, so you're quite welcome to go there and check that out too. Thanks once again for listening. I hope this has brought some insights, and that you continue as soon as you leave this call to check into those resources. They're self-help resources. You can get a hold of some of those now. I've got some things on YouTube too, or some of these past episodes that can be helpful. Some of the stuff is free, some isn't. But whatever it is, you don't have to hold back. If you've tuned in here, that's great. It's the first step to inner freedom and inner wisdom. And the real point here is you're already that. All right. Thanks once again. Over and out for now. Bye.